Westlock. In 2024, Westlock residents turned to the news for updates on crime, court cases, and some unusual local incidents. The stories that captured the most attention on the web largely focused on violence, court drama, and a misunderstood grandma. Here's a rundown of the top 5 most read stories from the year. 1. Stabbed and bloodied woman found yelling for help in rural Westlock County. The most read story of the year unfolded in a remote and isolated part of Westlock County on September 7, when a bloodied woman was found by campers, screaming for help. She had been allegedly stabbed and left in a ditch near Long Island Lake Campground, about 34 kilometers north of Westlock. Eyewitnesses described the scene as something out of a horror movie, as the woman, covered in blood, emerged from the ditch pleading for help. The story shocked local residents even further when it was revealed that 4 youth were charged in connection with the brutal assault. 3 were arrested, while a Canada-wide warrant was issued for the 4th, who remains at large. 2. Westlock grandmother's playground mistaken for homeless camp. In a bizarre twist, a local grandmother found herself at the center of a misunderstanding that made headlines. 52-year-old Joanne Halls Fox had created an elaborate playground for her young grandson on the outskirts of town, which she called Tiny Town. However, some residents mistook the numerous tents on her property for a homeless encampment. The situation sparked rumors of a tent city emerging in Westlock. Town officials, including Sow Simone Wiley, were quick to clarify that the tents were being used for personal purposes and not by the homeless. Halls Fox expressed frustration, explaining that she had meticulously crafted the playground for her 5-year-old grandson, not to create a refuge for the homeless. 3. There were many, many people injured, RCMP. A tragic incident unfolded at the Westlock Meditation Center near Busby, resulting in 1 fatality and numerous injuries. On the afternoon of Wednesday, July 31, emergency crews responded to a structure collapse at the site, with dozens of people reported to be injured. RCMP described the scene as devastating, confirming that many were hurt, with some requiring critical care. The incident prompted a significant emergency response from surrounding areas. 4. That was very stupid, judge says about Alberta homeowner chasing suspect. An Alberta judge said chasing down a person stealing an ATV from a rural Westlock County property was a bad idea, but sympathized with the fear caused by rural crime. Justice R.M. Sakomani said that, from a homeowner's perspective, having 3 strange men come onto your property any time of the day or night causes fear. 5. 4 youth charged with attempted murder in Long Island Lake incident. Just 2 weeks after the brutal assault on the woman near Long Island Lake, RCMP charged 4 youth with attempted murder, aggravated assault, robbery, threats to cause death, and possession of a weapon dangerous to the public. 3 of the youths have been apprehended, but the 4th remains on the run, with a Canada-wide warrant out for his arrest. The youths appeared in court by CCTV from Edmonton, where they were remanded in custody. Other notable stories. Beyond the top 5, a variety of stories captured significant reader interest. No. 6. I saw a huge flash of light before my eyes, Westlock crash victim. No. 7. Dozens of emergency vehicles respond after tent collapses at Westlock Meditation Center. No. 8. Gallery. Dozens of emergency vehicles respond to large tent collapse at Westlock Meditation Center. No. 9. Alta Transportation doesn't accept contractors HWY-44 upgrades, Sal. No. 10. Westlock family doctor suspended from practicing. No. 11. Westlock votes to ban pride crosswalks, other flags by 24 votes. No. 12. RCMP request public's help identifying fraud suspect. No. 13. Westlock RCMP cracks down on prolific offenders. No. 14. Man loses driver's license for year for road rage incident in Westlock County. No. 15. Westlock RCMP investigate fatal HWY-44 collision. No. 16. Subject of Westlock police manhunt gets bail. No. 17. One dead, several injured after structure collapse at Westlock Meditation Center. No. 18. Homeless youth in Westlock sleeping on couches, in cars, says expert. No. 19. Charges against Westlock woman dismissed following trial. No. 20. HWY-44 upgrades terrible. Westlock County. While 2024 was marked by a range of tragic and controversial stories, it's clear that crime, legal matters, and unusual events have dominated public interest in Westlock.